Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we are heading out on a pretty exciting mission. We're looking at a panoramic view of O'Reilly Radar, which, you know, if you follow tech, you know it's an absolute treasure trove for the bleeding edge.
Oh, absolutely. It is just this massive spectrum of industry movement.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they track everything. Cloud computing, data engineering, data science, AI, and ML programming languages.
Software architecture, security, design, business. They even cover soft skills.
Right. But out of that entire massive landscape, we are narrowing our focus today to extract insights from one highly specific, just totally eye-opening article from their AI and ML section.
Yeah, this one really caught my attention.
It's an article called So Long and Thanks for All the Context by Andrew Stellman. And, well, it investigates this core mystery. Have you ever, you know, handed an AI a document, given it explicit instructions, and then noticed it completely ignoring information that you know for a fact you just gave it?
Right, like it's literally sitting right there in the chat window.
Exactly. And it's not a glitch. It turns out this is actually a fundamental flaw in how AI remembers things.
Yeah, it creates a really frustrating experience. Because normally, if software breaks, it breaks, right? But here, the system is supposedly working perfectly. It's just, it's refusing to see the data.
I always think of it like a college student with a big exam. They meticulously read the first chapter of the textbook, right? And then they read the very last chapter so the conclusion is fresh.
Yeah, I've been that student.
We all have. But they completely skip the 400 pages in the middle and they just sort of hope the professor won't ask any questions about it.
What's fascinating here is that this student-level laziness isn't just an AI being difficult. It's actually a well-documented structural problem. In the industry, we call it the U-shape context failure or the lost-in-the-middle problem.
Yeah, and Andrew Stellman's article has this great real-world anecdote about it. So he was building this open-source code quality tool called the Quality Playbook.
Right, I remember reading about this.
And part of the tool's job was to automatically generate detailed bug reports. So he loads up this file called bugs.md directly into the AI's context window, which, you know, it's just a standard text document with all the bug data right there.
It's all just sitting right in the prompt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The AI's only job was to read that document and write an individual report for each bug.
Mm.
But instead, it just spits out these empty generic stub files.
Wow.
Yeah. It essentially gave him a blank template. It had the info, but it just completely refused to use it.
And, you know, Stellman even admits he thought the AI was just being an idiot at first. But what's fascinating here is that it was falling victim to that exact phenomenon we just mentioned.
The U-shape failure.
Exactly. And to prove how pervasive this is, a team at Stanford, led by Nelson Liu, ran this incredible study. They basically played hide-and-seek with these models.
Right. They buried specific answers in massive documents.
Yeah, to see if the AI could find them based on their position. And the results proved that models have a huge primacy bias, meaning they remember the beginning, and a recency bias, meaning they remember the end.
But the middle is just a black hole.
Literally. If you plot their retrieval accuracy on a graph, it forms a literal U-shape. High at the start, total crash in the middle, high at the end. And this happens across entirely different model families. It's not just one company's problem.
Okay, let's unpack this because, well, I have to push back a little here.
Sure.
That Stanford study was huge, yeah. But aren't we in an era where AI companies are bragging about these gargantuan context windows? I mean, Gemini 1.5 Pro has a 1 million or even 2 million token window.
Oh, yeah, the numbers are staggering now.
Right, and a 2 million token window is basically like handing the AI several thick textbooks all at once.
Yeah.
Doesn't a bigger window just solve this problem?
You would think so, right. But the hard truth is that a bigger context window actually just creates a much bigger middle to fall into.
Oh, wow. Wait, really?
Yeah. Now, to be fair, these modern models are really good at what we call needle in a haystack retrieval. So if you drop one tiny specific fact in a million tokens, it can usually find it.
Okay, that makes sense.
But simple retrieval is totally different from complex, long context agent work. If the AI has to read a massive document and reason about it over a long session, that middle space is just not reliable by default.
So it's not a training bug. Like, you can't just feed it better examples to fix it.
No, not at all. And this is where the science gets really deep. A 2025 ICML paper and then Boren Chowdhury's 2026 Meta paper mathematically proved that this U-shape is a geometric property of the transformer architecture itself.
Meaning it's built into the actual design of the AI.
Exactly. The underlying architecture has two opposing mathematical forces fighting for attention.
Okay, tell me about those forces.
Well, first you have the causal mask. That forces the AI to heavily anchor to the initial prompt instruction so it knows what it's doing. That creates the primacy bias.
Right, the beginning.
And on the other side, you have position encodings like Ropy. This acts like a GPS for the AI's current thought, heavily weighting the most recent tokens to make sure its immediate logic makes sense. That creates the recency bias.
Okay, so it's like a theater stage with two spotlights.
I like that.
One spotlight is bolted to the left side of the stage, the prompt, and the second spotlight follows the actor on the right side of the stage of the text it's generating right now.
Yes.
But the middle of the stage is in total darkness because the mathematical forces literally cancel each other out in the center. The light can't reach it.
That is a perfect analogy. And the craziest part from Schatter's paper, that dark middle exists at initialization.
Wait, before it's even trained.
Exactly. Before a single byte of training data is fed in, when the neural weights are totally random, that U-shaped geometry is already baked in.
That is wild. So if this is a geometric property, we can't just wait for an update patch. We have to fundamentally change how we interact with these tools.
We have to engineer our way around the blind spot. And that's where Stelman's article is so valuable because he outlines these really practical techniques to deal with it.
Right, so let's get into those. Technique one is basically a brute force fix. Curate, don't accumulate, you just shrink the target area.
Yeah, keep the middle from getting too big.
Stelman gives a really good example. He was prepping for a software release, version 1.5.2, and he had this Claude code session going for a long time. And the AI was getting super sluggish and forgetful.
Because the history was getting massive.
Exactly. It had all these old conversations and false starts. So his solution was to have the AI write a context brief. Just a single, self-contained document with only the essential code diffs and file paths.
And then he killed the session, right?
Yes. He started a completely fresh session using only that brief.
Which is brilliant, because when you do that, you force the AI to read the fresh instructions strictly. You see, when a session runs too long, the AI develops this kind of false confidence based on its degraded memory of the old chat.
Right, and starts skimming.
Exactly. A fresh context strips that away. Plus, it gives you a perfect audit trail. You know exactly what document led to what output.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting. What about technique two? Because you can't always curate everything into a tiny brief. Some information is just load-bearing.
Right, you need to include it.
So if the AI only pays attention to the start and the end, the clever hack is position your critical info at the edges.
Yes, placement is everything.
Stelman talks about using tools like the --append system prompt command. You literally force the AI to look at the most important rules by keeping them in that permanent spotlight at the start.
Put the absolute non-negotiables at the edges and leave the dark middle for the fluffy background reading that it can afford to skim.
Right. But what if the task is just completely massive, like too massive for a single brief or just edge placement?
That transitions us perfectly into technique three, choosing short sessions over long ones.
Yeah, Stelman tried to use the Haiku 4.5 model to summarize 18,000 chat records, which is just an insane amount of data.
It is. The model was trying to keep track of deduplication state entirely in its head, and it just failed spectacularly.
It totally lost the plot. The mental load was way too high. So the fix he came up with, and this is a total mindset shift, he created a little progress.json file.
Yes, the state file.
Exactly. The AI reads the file, updates a small chunk of data, writes its progress back to the JSON file, and then it stops. The session just terminates.
And then a new one spins up.
Right. The new session reads the updated progress file and picks up where the old one left off.
And what's fascinating here is the philosophical shift this requires. You really have to treat the AI agent like a pipe, not a database.
A pipe, not a database. I love that.
Right. Your state, the actual memory of the project, lives on your hard drive, in a JSON file or a text document. It doesn't live in the AI's brain. The session itself is completely disposable.
It's just doing the reasoning, not the remembering.
Exactly.
But even with short sessions, attention can drift. Which brings us to technique four. Restating key info close to the point of use.
This is how we solved the BUGS.MD mystery, right?
It is. To finally get the AI to write the actual bug reports instead of blank stubs, he added a highly specific prompt right before the action. He told it, before writing, reread the entry in BUGS.MD. Do not paraphrase from memory.
That phrasing is so powerful. Do not paraphrase from memory.
Right. Because, you know, you can never trust an instruction you gave 20 minutes ago to survive through the middle of the context window.
Never. You have to force a fresh cognitive read. By doing that, you're literally yanking the information out of the dark middle and shoving it right into that recency spotlight on the right side of the stage.
It's like having an employee who's a bit distracted. You know, they read the instructions this morning, but you still have to tap them on the shoulder right before they hit send and say, "Hey, look at the requirements one more time."
Because mathematically, this morning has been canceled out.
Exactly. Okay, but how do you know if your AI has silently drifted into amnesia before it totally ruins your project? Because it doesn't give you a warning.
It just confidently hallucinates.
Right. So technique five is test the middle. Trust, but verify.
You have to compare what the agent claims it did against the ground truth on your disk.
In that massive haiku project with the 18,000 chat records, Stellman didn't just let the new sessions blindly trust the progress.json file.
Right. He added a cross-check.
Yeah, every new session cross-checked its progress file against the actual last line written to the summary document. It's like checking a contractor's invoice against the actual physical bricks they laid on the site before you let them build the next floor.
Oh, that's a great way to put it. Disagreement between the invoice and the bricks is your signal to stop everything.
Exactly. So just to summarize for everyone listening, working memory in these models is inherently untrustworthy. You have to keep the working set small, put crucial info at the edges, and constantly verify against ground truth.
And you know, there's a real historical irony to all of this. Stellman compares managing AI context today to his dad managing 32 kilobytes of core memory back in the 1970s.
Or managing 640 kilobytes on a 286 computer in the 80s.
Right. Context windows might hold 2 million tokens now.
Which is an incomprehensible leap.
It is. But the fundamental constraint hasn't changed. You still desperately need durable external storage. We haven't escaped the laws of computing. We just hid them behind a fancy chat interface.
We really did. The pipes are bigger, but they're still just pipes. Which actually leaves me with a final provocative thought for you to ponder.
Oh, I'm ready.
If AI transformers mathematically cancel out the middle of their context, what does this mean for the future of AI-generated media? Because we are starting to rely on AI to generate entire novels
Right.
or complex legal arguments or even movies. Are we inevitably heading toward a future of media that has incredible, gripping beginnings and fantastic endings, but is just entirely hollow in the middle?
That is a terrifying thought.
It really is something to think about the next time you ask an AI to tell you a long story.
It's
Till
pretty
next
cool.
time, keep diving deep.